This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. You can't make certain things up. Crazy, crazy times we live in. By the way, I hope you guys had a good weekend. I hope you had a good long weekend if you had the day off, whatever. But I just want to tell you, doesn't matter what you were doing, how much fun you were having, you live in a crazy world. We live in what I call a caricature of the real America. It's a funhouse mirror. You go stand there and you go, whoa, why am I shaped like an hourglass?
Well...
Okay, why am I shaped like an apple? I don't know. Whatever your shape may be. Some of you are shaped like apples. Some of you are shaped like hourglasses. But you get what I'm saying. It is a funhouse mirror. You're not looking at the real representation of yourself, a.k.a. America. When you consider the Hillary Clinton story, what she tried to do to get elected, tell me, folks, does Stephen King have this much imagination? I mean, I've looked at it. I've watched the thing about the grave where the kid kept coming back, and I've watched Cujo and all kinds of crazy movies. Something Wicked This Way Comes, I think is what I was thinking about. Whatever Stephen King can conjure up, I don't think he could have conjured up anything more crazy and wicked than Hillary Clinton. If we knew the truth, oh, I said it with an F. If we knew the truth, we would be scared to death of this government. I don't think Brad Thor, who's one of my friends, one of the best political, you know, thriller writers in the country, in the world, I don't think Brad Thor could have come up with a story like Hillary Clinton. Tom Clancy is rolling over in his grave going, I couldn't have even considered something like this. This is the man that wrote The Hunt for Red October, Flight of the Intruder. He knew politics inside out, intrigue. Spy thrillers. None of them could have predicted where we sit today, where the level of collusion that occurred between the FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, a sitting president, for goodness sakes, Secretary of State who worked in conjunction with her husband to set up a crooked foundation so they could milk the world of hundreds of millions of dollars and kill anybody that would dare try to narc on them. A woman who would put a server, not use the official State Department server, would stick a server in the basement bathroom closet, hire a separate IT guy, then when she's caught, say, oh, well, I didn't really break the rules, and maybe I could have used better judgment, as she deletes 33,000 emails, bleach bits her hard drives, destroys with hammers her cellular communication devices, and so on and so forth, and then threatens anybody that would dare tell on her with death. Tell me you know somebody that could write that thriller for you. And in terms of colluding with the sitting president, he's telling the FBI, keep me posted. He says, I didn't know she had her own separate server. I found out like everybody else. And then we find out that he knew because he was using a code word, code email to talk to her through her email. And who knows what they colluded about. He's the one by the way, we're not even done with her. She creates a fake dossier, hires a company to do so, about her opposition, the guy that she chose because she already had the deck stacked against him. But meanwhile, what does she do? She buys the DNC with all this newfound money, part of which came from the Russians with her former campaign director, the Podesta brothers, who worked to get this uranium deal where the United States sells 20% of its uranium under the nose of the very president that they wanted. So she gets that deal done, uses that money to buy the DNC, uses that money to fund her dossier, uses that money to fund her campaign, opposition strategy, funding people like the Fusion GPS giving $50,000 to Bruce Orr, an FBI agent whose wife worked at the company, giving $700,000 to the campaign of an FBI director, Andy McCabe, so his wife can run in Virginia, and on and on. That's just for starters. Then she colludes to get Bernie Sanders to get out of the race and threatens his life, so he decides he's going to help her because he wants to live, man. He wants to live. This is the crazy time we live in. You tell me somebody that would write that story and go, yeah, that's plausible. FBI then takes a fake dossier, they give it to Yahoo News, and then says, oh, hey, Yahoo News has verified this, so we're going to now take our fake dossier back, we're going to issue FISA warrants and go spy on a private citizen, and we're going to start leaking things. He's going to think he's losing his mind. We're going to then get the media to be complicit, to not even follow up on the other stories, the obvious stuff. That's how we're going to do it. That's just for starters, folks. Crazy times? What about the emasculation of men? Do we really need to talk about this? What about the emasculation of women? Is that even a word? It is now. What about, my grandmother used to say, she's mannish. When she said a girl, what she was saying is that girl seems gay because she's mannish. She acts mannish. That's what she was saying. So we got transgender legislation for the military. The military. We got gays signing up because somebody's got, let's just use the military as a social experiment. So we got gays for that. We got bathrooms for transgender people. You could go to jail for using the wrong pronoun for somebody in California or be sued for calling Bill Susan or Susan Bill if they want to be called by their other names. And all you can do is look at a driver's license, but don't you dare use what's on their driver's license. Leftists want to jail you for not believing in global climate farce. They tell us that that's the most important thing, the highest priority, you know, potential thing that could destroy the world is if the seas rise too much or some glacier melts and they're not even melting. Nothing, not even a modicum of truth to anything they've said, any of their data. They claim that there's things like white privilege, which means blacks are an underclass. So, you know, hey, so what, Negroes? You gotta believe what I tell you now. You're an underclass. I've got privilege. They call college kids have been made into snowflakes. And there's a host of other insanely bad news, folks. But let me tell you something. The good news is that these fools exist and they've been outed. They've been outed by you. You and Donald Trump. We got a lot to talk about.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. I thought I had these stats handy the other day, and I didn't. I went from memory, and here's what I will tell you in the memory area. The average number of deaths per day, and I'm comparing this to the number of rifles, because we're going to be in this gun debate for a little while, because that's how the left behave. So here are the average number of deaths per day. Abortions, 1,778. Medical errors, 687. Accidents, 401. Drunk driving, 28. Rifles, less than one per day. Actually, it's 0.68. So the number of rifles where people die per day, however you can call them, assault rifle, you can call whatever you want, less than one per day. 365, it's less than that, it's 0.68 times 365. So whatever that turns out to be, 300, whatever it is, that's how many. There are more people who are killed in bus crashes. Just putting it in perspective. There was a Charlie Kirk. I'll be speaking at his event in Chicago in April. He says in 2010, 48,000 felons and fugitives lied and illegally tried to purchase guns. The Obama administration prosecuted 44 of them. All right? That'll put it in perspective, maybe. I don't know. Just hoping it will. Another tweet came from this, and I'm talking about leftist culture here. The reason why I'm talking about leftist culture is because all these problems that we're talking about are because of leftism. Every single one of them. Anyway, Funky Town, I always use his tweets. He's a sharp dude, or a girl, or whatever. Hot Funky Town, at Hot Funky Town, said this: we filled our children's heads with filth of Hollywood, where millions of dollars are made in glorifying murder, video games that entice young people to find sport in killing. Our young people are craving attention and end up rotting in front of screens. Parents don't parent. Now I'll tell you this. Every parent is guilty of probably allowing their kids too many indulgences, video games, not getting out and playing the way they normally would, watching too much TV, maybe eating too much food, I don't know, multiple things, right? We've all been there at some point if you've parented children. But here's what I'll tell you. Leftists use it. They will medicate a child so they can go out to, you know, and party. Some of them will even kill their children so they can go party. That's what they are. They're just the worst parents, they're the worst citizens, and they blame everything but themselves. Practically everything that we are talking about today in politics revolves around leftists shirking their responsibilities. That's their culture. They get mad at you when you explain it to them. They get mad at you when you try to dig down. When you get up, you say, look, okay, we understand that there are kids shooting up schools. And then you pull out statistics and say, well, so here's where we see this kid shooting out schools. They're latchkey kids. They don't have parents. Two parents, maybe the dad is in prison, whatever. Or as they said about this kid, maybe he had girl troubles or he was bullied or whatever. But the problem becomes the gun, when in fact the problem is that deeper societal issue that nobody wants to get to. Same thing with Black Lives Matter and pigs in a blanket. I was on TV the other day arguing about a group of students telling the police, get the F off our campus. And they're trying to keep them separated from Nazis. And they're telling the cops, get the F off of our campus. And then they wonder, they say they're civil, they're tolerant. What are these police officers? The police officers didn't show up there because they just decided, you know what, let's go over there and harass the college kids or go support the Nazis. They went there because somebody said, hey, look, we need to make sure that nothing happens here, so let's be careful, blah, blah, blah. Nothing. This is where we are. Anyway, so they denigrate the police officers. Black Lives Matter tells you that it's a cop problem, blah, blah, blah. But the fact of the matter is, and you've heard me talk about this, so this is nothing new. I'm just going to put a different spin on it. But there's the blacks that are talking about these issues with police are the very same blacks who vote for every body in government who is their oppressor. I mean, what do you want me to... How can you fix a problem that you won't even admit exists? Holy cow, man, this is amazing. I'm thinking about... We talked about the movie already, Black Panther. And what was funny, somebody tweeted that it's a fictitious, this Wallandra or whatever the world is that the Black Panther is in, is a fictitious world with a big wall around it, and it's only got the citizens of Wallandra in it. And that's what the left, that's Trump's utopia. You know what I'm saying? That would be Trump's utopia. It just cracks me up. They don't even see the fallacies of their own work. Black Panther protects Well, I don't know if he's protecting Rolandra from people trying to get in, but wouldn't that just be something? I would love it. Love it. I'm never going to see the film unless it comes to cable. But I would love it if they showed this film. And this film had nothing but a bunch of Mexicans trying to get into Rolandra. Wouldn't that be funny? Honestly, the left are too stupid to see that they are nothing but destructive. You look at everything that we try to do as conservatives. Everything that we try to do, we say, you know what? It has to benefit everybody. It might hurt us. When Trump says he's going to pass a tax plan, he's like, you know what? It's going to hurt me because I deserve it. I've made a lot of money. I don't need all this money. I'm okay with that. There are many things that we do as conservatives where we are, you know, that's cool. We it's okay if we don't benefit from it. I think that's the definition of it. That's like the selflessness that you have for your children, for example. You'd give your life for your kids. So we do these types of things because I'm talking about conservatives, we're willing to sacrifice because it's for the greater good. There's not a leftist program, honestly, that they will claim that it is. They claim that they wanted Obamacare for everybody to get that. They did not want it for that. They claim that they want to open the borders for these reasons. All they want these things for are to hurt people. That is their culture. It is filthy. And meanwhile, look at the things that I just talked about earlier. Abortions killing people, medical errors. And then you get down to rifles, and they want the guns. They don't care about stopping abortions. They don't care about stopping medical malpractice. Accidents, 401 per year. I mean, per day is how people die. You're going to outlaw accidents?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. I hope you enjoy what we do. I really do. And, you know, here's the thing I do. When I do this radio show, I'm really entertaining myself, and I hope that you are entertained. I'm telling you, when I put the show together, I ask myself, what is the real angle here? What's the thing that we should be thinking about? Like, I'm thinking about this movie, Black Panther. And all the orchestration, they got to make it bigger than life. It's become black, the blackness. It isn't about the animal that exists as a Black Panther. That animal has to be personified as an African-American panther, right? It's a Marvel freaking comic. But no, they got to make it bigger than that. Black Hollywood people, we're going to buy out the theater so everybody gets to see it. That's not why they're doing it. They want it to be the biggest thing ever so it can appear that there's some, you know, call out for blackness. And here's what I do like about it. It's an empowering film. That's a good thing. I might have gone to see it just for that reason. But I won't see something that somebody tells me. I want to drive you to it for all the wrong reasons. I love the Marvel comics. Luke Cage is a black Marvel hero. Check out that series. Actor, I've never seen the guy, but he does a great job in the film. It's mostly a black cast. It is a really good film or series, you know, whatever, TV series that's on Netflix. That's why I watched it. I thought it was great. I'm waiting for the next season. But he's just, they didn't make it, yes, they did some overly black stuff. Don't misunderstand me. They had to make it about, you know, all the, you know, they went back into the history of some people and all that. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. You know, white folks can do that in their movies. I just look at it as, this isn't black history, it's American history. But they get a little over the top. But it's okay. The series is still good. And it's black people that are, you know, what's funny about it is it's a bunch of crooked black people doing exactly what the Congressional Black Circus does. And that's the reason you need this guy, Luke Cage, because he's stopping these corrupt black politicians from running over the city, running over Harlem or wherever else. But I just find it so strange. And the messages that the left continue to want to, you know, push out on us. These shootings are a great example. They show you things. It shows you the chasm between us and them. See, this movie Black Panther should just be a movie that you go, man, I love Marvel films. I love the superhero genre, whether it's, you know, Iron Man or Spider-Man or Superman or the Justice League or what's the other one with the Puerto Rican thing, Captain America, whatever. I should just want to see it. But they show us the chasm. They got to divide us in a movie. And they want to glorify everything. This school shooting, I'm telling you folks, look, we're all one people. But leftism is brutal. Pay attention. It's brutally wrong. See, leftism doesn't solve any problems. Leftism is not introspective of itself. It doesn't look to improve. It has no process that says, circle back and see if whatever you've learned is something that you need to keep as a lesson so you get better. It's like, you know, taking your kid to the batting cage. If you're a leftist, the day one is as good as it gets. That kid is going to be swinging. He's never going to, she is never going to learn to look at the ball until it hits the bat. And it doesn't matter how fast the pitch is, they're going to get their 1 out of 10, and they're going to throw tantrums because they're not getting any better. They're never going to improve. You take your kid to the batting cage, and you're watching, and you're telling them, and you're encouraging, and you're explaining what they're doing wrong. And as they go, they get better, better, better. That's how conservatism works. Leftists, you could take them to the driving range every time. It's like starting over every day. It's Groundhog Day every single day. Yeah, it solves no problems. Now, aren't you mad? Let me tell you why. You should be mad because this shooting that occurred last week has been hyped beyond belief. It's as if we've never had one of these that happened before. It's as if the left forget all their sensibilities, and it's all about the gun. But here's what's true about every shooter practically known to man. Number one, it is not a Republican. Number two, the shooter is not somebody who practices the religion of, you know, conservatism, but the religion of Christianity, and it's not going to be a Jew. Number three, no shooter has been an NRA member. Number four, the FBI probably failed. Don't even get me started, because I already told you guys, the left wants us to glorify, to deify the FBI. They're a great organization, man. The FBI, on multiple occasions, you know it and I know it, have been told, look, here's something wrong here. If you see something, say something, right, Janet? So we've been saying something. You know what these clowns do? They do nothing. But they want us to respect them. Respect them. Because why? They got FBI, Efren Zimbalist Jr. You know, didn't you watch the show, Kevin Jackson? Yeah, I did. There was a time when I believed in the FBI, and it makes me wonder if I was even right to believe in them back then. But I did watch Mississippi Burning, and they did stop the white people, finally, them Democrats, from hanging black folks. So I'll give them credit for that. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't have the level of you know, I don't canonize the FBI the way some people do, because I found them to be incompetent. And worse than that, once this shooting occurred, and it was, everybody felt sorry. Initially, the focus was on the gun. Then we heard that the shooter, a guy named Nicholas Cruz, was disturbed. And suddenly, the media got punked, and multiple outlets said that Nicholas Cruz was a white supremacist. And I remember I said immediately, there is no way this dude is a white supremacist. I started tweeting and said, you know, that is absolute nonsense. I forget, I said some funny tweets. I should get them. Maybe you can pull them up real quick. Anyway, so I'm tweeting. It is ridiculous. The only thing that Nicholas Cruz was, if we can be guaranteed he was a leftist, a product of leftism. Put into schools, indoctrinated throughout. Didn't learn how to behave, you know, never knew how to interact with kids, because for whatever reason, probably because he learned the way of the left. And so then they kick him out. They take his trophy away. He comes back mad and shoots people up. Let me tell you this. If he's a white supremacist, he sucks at it. He killed 17 or whatever number of people, and the majority of them were white. If he was a really good white supremacist, the first thing that sucker should have done is headed over to the black side of town and shot up a black school. Why? Was he afraid? You better believe he was afraid, because likely some black kid was packing in the school. And he'd have rattled off three shots. I heard three shots, pop, pop, pop. And after that, you would have heard a fourth and a fifth and a sixth going back at him, pop, pop, pop. And he would have probably been dead. He knew not to go over there and mess with the Negroes. Anyway, Pierce Morgan said this, breaking, Florida shooter terrorist Nicholas Cruz was a white supremacist. Can you even imagine how fast laws would be changed if he'd been a Muslim shooter terrorist? Hey, Pierce, in case you didn't know, he wasn't a white supremacist shooter. Ben Shapiro retweeted back to Pierce Morgan, yes, I remember how those laws drastically changed after Omar Mateen murdered 49 people at a gay nightclub and Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik murdered 14 at a community center. Yeah. See, what's funny, these leftists don't even think about what they say. They just spout off.
If Muslims had done it, they would be changing the laws.
Muslims have done it. They've done it over and over. They've done it worldwide. And the only laws we want to change is we want to know who's coming into this country. And again, if you see something, say something. Because I'm going to tell you something. I ain't politically correct. I will tell you, yeah, as a Muslim dude that lives over here, he does this, blah, blah, blah. Here's his name. Here's what he looks like. I've been casing the joint. Got my video camera out there. You know, blah, blah, whatever. I'm raising pigs now. I'll get over it. You don't even try with me. Anyway, this guy, Peter Sweden, I follow him because he talks a lot about what's happening in Sweden. And he says, so it turns out the Florida shooter was not a white supremacist, as the mainstream media reported. The media fell for a 4chan troll and purchased it as fact, published it as fact, despite being completely unverified. In their hysteria, the MSM have gone to a new low. No, they haven't. This is not a new low. It's the same low. This is a bargain basement. Here's some interesting things. Cruz, spelled C-R-U-Z, not Cruz as if you were white privilege taking a vacation. Not that kind of Cruz. And the media jumps on the story of a white supremacist shooting up a school that's got a Mexican surname. And as I said earlier, who did he shoot? Almost all white kids. Was his aim off? No. He shot exactly who he wanted. He shot the kids who'd been teasing him, or the administrative staff, or the people that kicked him out, or I don't know, people that just misunderstood him. But a white supremacist doesn't go to his little lily white school and shoot up a bunch of lily white kids. That's not what he does. And they knew that. They want to propagate this stupid narrative. They want to, just like they want to propagate the narrative that the gun jumped up and said, hey, fool, get up. We got to go to work. Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, Mr. Gun. Let me get you and go shoot a bunch of people, dozens of people, killing and wounding them. This is the craziness we face every day, folks, from leftism. You want to let them win? I ain't letting these clowns win. As a matter of principle, they will not win. Not with me.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177, or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life.
Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I've got a contention that the American leftist education system breaks kids. It doesn't build kids into good, solid, well-adjusted human beings. It breaks kids. You send your kids to school, and I'm saying conservatives, you send your kids to school, they are adjusted, they, you know, understand right from wrong, they understand consequences, accountability, all these different lessons that you should learn by the time you're, say, 10 years old. And by the time these kids graduate high school, all of it's gone. It's out the window. Yeah, it makes sure that they get broken. Probably, you know, in junior highs when they really take that sledgehammer like Hillary Clinton did her Blackberries and break the hard drive. And by the time they get out of high school, they're completely done in. Demoralized. Fish got to swim, birds got to fly, but not with leftists. Everybody must move the same way. Can't have an animal with an advantage, ergo other animals having a disadvantage. just can't have that. I mean, if everybody jumps in the water, the monkey's got to be able to swim as good as the fish. If everybody's on land, the fish has to be able to perform like a leopard. That's just the way leftism works. It doesn't see that everything has its purpose. I mean, as silly as it sounds, and I know you guys are going to laugh at me, but something as lowly as a dung beetle has a purpose. All these animals in a on a the Serengeti or some desert, some plain in Africa or elsewhere, are going across the land and they're just dropping their dung. And here's a beetle. God saw it in his greatness to create a beetle that will take that dung, roll it up into balls, and use it to bring another generation of these beetles, but to clean the plains. And what's left leaves a little barrier of fertilizer. Because let me tell you, you don't want stuff that grows purely in dung. Oh, they'll tell you, well, it's compost. They got all kinds of cutesy names for it. But you want it to grow in soil that's been fertilized by taking some of the nutrients out of the droppings and, creating that ecosystem. But the dung beetle serves a purpose. Put a different way, and I'm certainly not calling these people dung beetles, but if you want to put it into terms of cleaning things up, like in an aquarium, you got that sucker fish, or you got snails. They're going down at the bottom of the ocean, or the bottom of the aquarium in this case, and they are eating the excrement of the fish. And occasionally, you got to take all the rocks out and clean it, but the snails keep it to where you don't have to do it as often. And those sucker fish, in human terms, we have janitors. They clean up our dung. We have waste management professionals that clean up our dung, plumbers that clean up our dung. These jobs aren't the greatest jobs in the world. They aren't the sexiest jobs out there, but they're good jobs, and they're necessary, but not for the left. For the left, nope, everything has to, be the way, everybody has to be equal, or at least they tell you that. They want you to believe that, but they've got their janitors. They've got their housekeepers, their nannies, their pool boys, their lawn boys, and whatever else, and they rely on them. I can't tell you how many leftists I've heard talk about, why are you going to send all the Mexicans back? Who's going to do our pools and who's going to do our lawns? It's like, really? Like, that's the only people that can do that job. Who's going to clean the hotels? Let me tell you something. You go overseas, I lived in China. It was Chinese people cleaning hotels. It wasn't black people. It wasn't Latinos. So what are they talking about? Anyway, they break these kids. There was an article that talks about this even more because my contention is by the time a kid graduates high school, they're broken, damaged goods. Then they get to college. And by college, it's really too late. And Michael Barone wrote this of college. And he says in the 1989 article in New Republic, Andrew Sullivan made what he called a conservative case for gay marriage. Today, same-sex marriage is legal in everywhere in America, supported by majorities of voters, and accepted as American life. Now, I'm going to stop there for a second and say I accept gay marriage, and I use my finger quotes on marriage, in the sense that gay people can be together. I don't care. But what I think the bigger point that he's making is we don't look at two gay people living together, certainly not like it was in the 60s. We've evolved as conservatives to say, I don't really care. He goes on to say this. Now Sullivan has cast his gaze on what he regards as a disturbing aspect of American life, the extension of speech suppression and identity politics from colleges and universities into the larger society. The hothouse plant of campus moors have become invasive species, undermining and crowding out the beneficent flora of the larger free democrat society. Sullivan can be seen as a kind of undercover spy on campuses to which he is invited often to speak because of his bona fides as a cultural reformer by those probably ignorant of the parenthetical conservative in his 1989 article. As Jonathan Rauch did in his 2004 book, Gay Marriage, Sullivan argued that same-sex, by including those previously excluded, would strengthen rather than undermine family values and bourgeois domesticity. Now it seems like it's happening, he says. The spread of campus values to the larger society would, and is intended to, have the opposite effect. So he says, take the proliferation of campus speech codes. Americans of a certain age have trouble believing that colleges and universities have rules banning hurtful speech. They can remember when campuses were part of America, were the part of America most open to dissent. Now students are disciplined for handing out copies of the Constitution outside of a tiny, isolated free speech zone. The Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, known as FIRE, keeps a tally of campus speech restrictions and challenges codes and actions that violate the First Amendment in public institutions or private schools' own commitments. And in 2018, they listed the 10 worst colleges for free speech, and they included Harvard, Northwestern, Fordham, the University of California, Berkeley. This is a big deal, folks. See, it used to be a campus would come up with these ideas because it allowed so much interaction and people to communicate. And in the way of gay marriage, and I'm using, you know, gays being together, I'm not going to call it marriage, but in terms of gays being together, I would tell you, maybe college did a good thing by saying, you know what, take the stigma off of it. It exists, blah, blah, blah. Now, I don't think they get to the heart of the matter. I don't think they get to the other underlying issues regarding the creation of gayety. Everybody wants you to buy into the notion that it's all, they were all born this way. That's nonsense. They weren't. Many gays were made. Kids get their sexuality tested by older people. That's why, even though we may look at an older woman, you know, pursuing a younger man, you know, some of these teachers, 20-something-year-old teachers going after these teenage boys, we may look at it and it's kind of a joke. I personally have, because I've seen some of these teachers and I said, you know, sign me up when I was a kid. But that doesn't apply to everybody. And it could have an impact on your sexuality. Not so much that you're going to be gay, but who you choose as a mate. It can influence you in that way. So in that respect, it's probably not a good thing. Certainly, I'd look at a 20-something or 30-something-year-old man dating a 15-year-old high school girl as something wrong, even though that high school girl, I went to school with some of these girls and went, wow. You know, I thought it makes me think back on this teacher. I remember one of my, a girl who was a year younger than I was, probably in like the eighth grade, having an affair with an older coach, one of the coaches. So all I'm getting at is this. There are things that have evolved from college that are things that should make us think. Why should I interfere with that? However somebody wants to live and however that came about, I don't really have a care in the world. But I do care if the person was created. And what? Let's go back and look at how that creation occurred. So if a little boy was molested and believes himself to be gay, but he's not, I think that we have to get to the underlying core of that. That's what I'm getting at. But if that didn't happen and he wanted to explore his sexuality in some way that disagrees with me, who am I to stop this person from enjoying life with another man, even though I don't agree with it? So maybe there was some good that came out of it. But there's a ton now that's bad. Because now, if you say, I disagree with the lifestyle, even though I don't care if they want to do it.
Oh, yeah, there you are, homophobic.
If you disagree with anything these knuckleheads say, you're some type of phobic. And they want
to
shut
you
down.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive college
is this? This is the Kevin Jackson
Radio
Show.
It breaks our kids, and then it continues to break them into smaller and smaller pieces. What are we going to do about it? I've got some answers.